remarks to the President before the Executive Committee of the Postmasters of the United States in his office, 28 January, 1952.
Now, Mr. President, they constitute the Executive Committee of the National Association of Postmasters. We are here in executive session to set the policy of our association for the coming year. We're here primarily to thank you for the fine assistance and the thoughtfulness in making it possible in the past year, after so many years, to give some relief to the 42,000 postmasters of the nation in having a salary increase, which they were so justly entitled to. We discussed it the past year, and it never would have come about if it hadn't had your final signature. So every one of us postmasters of the nation are directly indebted to you. Now, this is going to be a very trying year. I'm not talking politics. But these men represent practically every section of the United States. We're offering you our services, our facilities, and our goodwill for whatever you care to use us for.
Thank you, Barney.
That's the best I could tell you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that offer very much. And I want to say that I've had a great deal of experience with postmasters and post office employees, and I find that they are unanimously good public servants, and that's what we want. When a man is a good public servant, he's doing everything he possibly can to make the country a better place in which to live. There have been a great many smear campaigns here in Washington against the employees of the United States government. But of course, when you have 2,200,000 employees in any institution, and that's the biggest institution in the world, you're bound once in a while to find one who's in a position where he doesn't exactly find it convenient to tell his money from the government's money. That happens all the time, and whenever we run across that sort of a situation, we meet it in the manner in which it ought to be met. But I'm here to say to you that I imagine that 99 9/10% of the federal employees of the United States government are honorable men. They're working for salaries usually that are below what they could get in private life. They like the honor of being a public servant. That's what I've done all my life. Come the second day, next January, I'll have been in public elective office 30 years. And I never had an office that I wanted, but I never held one that I didn't try my best to give it all I have. And I find that's true with the vast number of public servants in this United States of ours. When I say to you that I never had an office I wanted, in 1948 I made up my mind that I wouldn't let them run me out. They didn't. They found that I'm also rather stubborn when I decide to back the people up who are working for me. I don't believe in letting any outsider tell the President of the United States how to run his business. I have the best set of consultants that any president's ever had around me. They're honorable, decent men. They know their jobs and they do them. And I have made it perfectly plain to nearly all these meddlers that when they come and picking on a man who's working for me, they better look out or they'll get picked on themselves. I hope you have a grand time while you're here and accomplish a constructive program that'll do us some good. This, of course, is our usual hysterical year. We have one about every 4 years. I've been going through them ever since I was knee-high to a duck. I started in politics as soon as I could walk almost, and I've been at it ever since. I thank you for coming in. Thank you.
I tell you, Mr. President, I know that this message is taken back all over the country, but I want to say in closing that you gave us one of the greatest postmaster generals that's ever been in the post office department. And we know that because we work with him.
Well,
there's been more constructive things done in the last 3 years without criticism to any other former postmaster general, and I've known a few of them. But, Mr. Donaldson, the sincerity and purpose of heart as you have to do a job for the government, and and we're offering our facilities and services to him like we are to you.
Well, that's fine. This is the first really career postmaster general. I had a couple of fellows in here the other day trying to tell me that Garfield had appointed the postmaster of New York to be postmaster general and wanted to make me believe that as a career appointment. And I told him that I knew exactly how that postmaster in New York was appointed. He was appointed by some political representative who had been recommended to the president, and that was always the case in those days. But Jess Donaldson started in as a carrier, and he's gone every step of the way up. He's a real career man. I've got three career men in my cabinet. The Secretary of Agriculture is a career man, and the Secretary of the Interior is a career man. And when you find career men who know government and can conveniently put them in places of responsibility, they always make good.